Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code budget. That's monarch.com, promo code budget.
This is CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang, home from the Global South. And we welcome our colleague, Cleo Pascalo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, also home from the Global South, now in the Global North. Cleo's back from the Solomon Islands, the capital, Honiara. And the question of the Solomons that Cleo has reported on for some months now, years even, is the Chinese influence peddling that has led to the Prime Minister, Sogavare, a unilateral decision to move from Taipei to Beijing and to distance himself from many years of U.S. presence. Cleo, welcome home. You were there in the Solomons with two extremely important members of Congress, Neil Dunn, Republican, and Amata Radhawagan, Democrat, who's the chair of a committee looking at Oceania. What did you learn from the Congress people and from your visit most recently to the Solomons? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So Congresswoman Radhawagan is actually a Republican. She's from American Samoa and is of the Pacific Islands in a very, very deep way. Her father was the first indigenous governor of American Samoa. She grew up around a lot of the political leadership that's in power across the Pacific Islands. He had a very important role in the Trust Territories. And so she knows the Pacific Islands in a way that is personal and deep and has been a part of making the history of the region. So getting to go to the Solomon Islands with her was extraordinary. I wasn't with her, but watched the congressional delegation as they were visiting the Solomons at this very complex time. And Dr. Neil Dunn is on the China Select Committee. This was actually a China Select congressional delegation. And is a medical doctor and a U.S. Army veteran. And so he was particularly interested in understanding what was going on in the healthcare system there. And just looking at what was going on in Solomons via healthcare uncovered the decades of neglect of the region by the West. Australia took the lead there for a very long time. The hospital had very limited access to medicine. A lot of the doctors had been trained in Cuba. The doctors themselves were working incredibly hard, very good doctors, but they've just been kind of abandoned. And because there's a new embassy, but there's no consular services, you had crazy situations like one of the doctors, a hand surgeon, had been offered to come and study in the U.S., but he would have had to pay his own flight to Papua New Guinea to even apply for a visa to then be able to come study in the States. So you can understand how when soon after we left, China's Peace Ark, the medical ship, floats into port, it can be widely welcomed. So the answer isn't just walk away from China. China's bad. They know China's not great, but China is in many cases all they have. And this is what the delegation really got to see firsthand, how much the region has been left. And this, of course, is the island. The island that Honiara is on is Guadalcanal. And they started the visit by going up to visit the memorial to the Americans who died in Guadalcanal. And they visited where the Coast Watchers Memorial was because Congresswoman Radhawagan's father supported the Coast Watchers when he served in the U.S. military. And here they are in a hospital with no medicine, families taking care of the people on the wards because there isn't enough facilities, and the Peace Ark floating into port. So it was really a very heart breaking trip in many ways, and greatly affected the delegation. And hopefully some things will change as a result.
Gordon, you have a question for Cleo.
Cleo, the headline is that Prime Minister Sogurave, terrible, mispronounced that. The Prime Minister did not meet the delegation you referred to. What's going on there? Sogurave.
Sogavare, Prime Minister Sogavare. He didn't. Now, it has to be made clear there is no compulsion for any leader of government to meet a visiting congressional delegation. This was a very odd set of circumstances. The request always goes in, pro forma request. You're visiting somebody's country, ask whether they'd like to meet. A time was given to the delegation to go to the Prime Minister's office with the understanding that it would be might be possible to meet with the Prime Minister. The contingency was the FIFA president might have been in town. In fact, he was there earlier, and so the Prime Minister might have been busy with that. But maybe they would meet other ministers instead. They showed up at the Prime Minister's office, and there was nobody. No Prime Minister, no minister of any sort. That was the unusual part, because you've got two members of Congress who are there to learn how to improve their relations with your country. And that's your chance to say, we need medicine, we need better training for our doctors, we need consular services. No government minister showed up to talk to them at all. And they got on with their day. But that sort of became the news story. I would argue that's a real sign of weakness of Sogavare. Clearly the only ones that benefit from that aren't him, aren't there politically, not the people of the Solomon Islands. It's Beijing. And it was a power move by Beijing that shows how weak Sogavare actually is, that he would just shut down his entire access to a visiting congressional delegation like that.
At this point, you've been there, you've been in and out of the Solomons for some time. You mentioned the hospital ship. Is there presence of Chinese security or surveillance, any transformation of the capital city in some fashion?
So the big thing is they're about to host the Pacific Games, which is a regional sporting event. The day we landed was 100 days to the event. So now I guess we're probably 80-something days to the event. And China has said that it will help provide security for the Games, which it heavily funded. They helped build the stadium and various other facilities and training components. And the concern is that those security forces won't leave. This prime minister has already delayed elections once. He's not popular. And China has invested a lot in getting this sort of control that we've just seen in this country. And the question is, if he delays elections again, there may be civil dissent. As per the security agreement that was signed with China, it's very likely that he can ask for those security forces to help put down the civil dissent that will happen if he postpones the elections again. And if he does hold the elections, I think it'll only be held if he thinks he'll win, or more to the point, if China thinks one of their proxies will win. So we're in a very tense situation on the ground, and you could really feel it. The tone of fear was coming in. The media that the delegation also met with talked about starting to feel very boxed in. Even some of the medical professionals were talking about a lack of freedom and being able to talk about some of their issues. So it's not a great situation at all. And the pieces are in place for China to ramp up that kind of security presence that Sogavare himself talked about after his recent trip to China.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.